Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, hello again. Yes, it is me, Jake Hassan. Once again, the rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated. Happy to be here with you for the next 30 minutes. That's what we got. It's the Hassan half hour, if you will. That still works, actually. Alliteration. How about that? But we are here. We have U.S. Open for you. You may have heard that's happening right now. It's actually the reason PJ Glasser isn't here today, because he's boots on the ground. And we did ask him for a one-sentence synopsis, thoughts, update, if you will, which we'll get to in just a second. We also have a big hockey game tonight that you may have heard of, also known as Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. Panthers lead that series 2-1 right now. We also have a game that we have to talk about from last night in the NBA Finals with a very surprising result, which we'll get to. And we also have an MLB card and the College World Series, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So we're going to give you all of the College World Series that your little heart could desire. And we'll get to all of that in just a minute. But we start right now with the U.S. Open and just your update of the leaderboard before we get to PJ Glasser's glasses in session from the glass, whatever you want to say. We'll get to his update from the grandstands, Glasser's grandstands update. Sure, that makes sense, right? But the leaderboard, if you will. Right now, Bryson DeChambeau, I'm reading the screen as it is happening. That's really good work by me. Right now, your leader, JJ Spawn, he just finished, carded a first round 66. He's in at 4 under. He's your solo leader at 3 under. Siwoo Kim alone through 16. Ben Griffin, Thomas Dietrich, go Illinois, and Lawrence all at 2 under through various holes. Robert McIntyre, 1 under through 15. Adam Scott at even. He has finished his round, and a smattering of others all throughout the board. But that's the top of the leaderboard right now. Rory mixing around in there. You know, I'm just going to bring up the full leaderboard as we go and give you some of the notables as we go through. Scottie Scheffler and a couple others about to tee off here in like 20 minutes or so. But as far as some other notables on the leaderboard right now, Brian Harman won over. We also have, wow, what the hell happened to Rory? He is not over here. He is 2 over. Ludvig Åberg also 2 over. Wyndham Clark 2 over. And a Bryson 3 over, which I know makes PJ very sad because he was on Bryson pretty big today. Lucas Glover 3 over. Xander Schauffele 3 over. And we have a bunch of groups about to tee off. As I mentioned, we got Scotty about to tee off, and we have Kyle Morikawa about to tee off. So we will keep you updated with that as it goes along. But for now, we bring in Shawnee Sharp, Sean Haw, because he has the text from PJ Glasser for his one sentence synopsis of the US Open so far. Sean, please read us PJ's thoughts.
Yes, Jake. So for starters, we try to get PJ to come on the show. He politely told me nice words to leave him alone. But he's having
fun. To be fair, I also said, there. It's his day off. No pressure at all.
100%. No, that's exactly what I told him. Like, you can tell me no. And he's like, no, I just don't think I can. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. His synopsis is perfect day to play golf and only six golfers are under par. So you quite literally probably just looked at the leaderboard there. And he said, this course is difficult. So boots on the ground, Glasser over there, reminding us that. But yeah, from what I can read between the lines there and what PJ's talked about, this is definitely going to be a big live betting throughout this tournament trying to find, because no shot JJ Spawn doesn't bogey.
No.
Had a bogey pre-round.
If I had to guess, JJ Spawn is not going to win this tournament. And the odds reflect that because Scotty Scheffler, still your favorite, plus 275 to win this tournament right now. Second on the odds board, JJ Spawn, 10-1. John Rahm, 12-1. Bryson, 14. Siwoo Kim, 16. Ben Griffin, 18. Morikawa, 22. As well as Ludvig Åberg, whatever, 22-1. And then Joaquin Niemann, 25-1 to round out the top group of that. Thank you to Sean for the one sentence synopsis. You will hear from Sean in a second because I'm going to bring him back for your NBA finals update, but that is your US Open update. Speaking of the finals, before we get to Sean, kind of crazy. The Pacers win game three, 116-107, a big Benedict Mathurin game from him. You get 27 points out of him. You get a almost triple double from Tyrese Halliburton, and the Thunder drop game three. The Pacers go up 2-1 now. And just for your odds update on this, everybody still expects the Thunder to win the series. They are still favored in game four. The Thunder getting bet out a little bit, actually. They are -6.5 at BetMGM right now. The series price still about -200 for the Thunder to win the finals. People not really panicking on the Thunder, still pretty bullish on that price. But obviously, after the Pacers go up 2-1, the price has to get adjusted. Can't line the Thunder at -500. Can't line the Pacers at double digit prices to win it all, but they're still dogs in game four. But I do want to bring Sean back for a second because Sean, you're going to be at game four, buddy. You're going. Speaking of boots on the ground, how are we feeling? You are famously an Indianapolis resident. You are you have the hat on. You have a Why Not Indiana shirt on right now. How do we feel? Where are we at? Give me the morale check.
Morale is really high, uncomfortably high. I'm like, I'm really ready to get hurt. But basically, yeah, last night was shocking. I expected Pacers to come out fast, and they kind of came out a little bit sluggish and slow to start.
But first quarter was not good.
Second quarter was phenomenal. And I think I attribute that to the bench. TJ McConnell, Obi Toppin, and Benedict Mathurin, as you said, phenomenal. Benedict Mathurin, 27 points off the bench. Just some crazy stats really quick to throw at you here. Players this century to score 25-plus points in a finals game at 22 years or younger in age. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Tony Parker, Kobe Bryant, Benedict Mathurin. So you could say one doesn't belong. I don't know. He's pretty good. And then most points off the bench in a finals game since Jason Terry in 2011 versus the Heat. His coach in that game, Rick Carlisle. So kind of just fun stat there. And TJ McConnell, first player ever to have 5 assists, 5 steals off the bench in a finals game. Obviously, I thought the Thunder actually played decent. I mean, you get 70 combined points from SGA, Chet, and Jalen Williams. But I thought the Pacers' defense played pretty well against SGA, really playing a little physical. I thought the refs did a pretty good job of letting both teams play. It was pretty physical in general. But game four, I don't expect Benedict Mathurin to have that game. So, like a same type of game. So if you want to bet unders on him, I think the market will overreact to him. I think Tyrese understands that he has to keep doing this, but he had a big game. What was it, game four against the Knicks, and then had a terrible game five. So in New York, so if this is at home, we'll see. But the one player, this is my narrative Shawnee play of game four here, Jake. Miles Turner, one, has not been playing very well. He had been playing well defensively. He's been sick, like, since game one. I guess he's been, like, been under the weather, has not been playing well. Rick Carlisle said last night they might not even have him come to practice at all today. Miles Turner flu game. When he is on, he just, the ball just doesn't touch the net. It just goes right through. So I'm going to bet Miles Turner over all three pointers. I'm going to bet Miles Turner over points. I think that if the Pacers are, they're going to look for other people. And all the time, it's someone different every game for them. And Miles hasn't had a really good series. He didn't even do that well for the most part against the Knicks. So I think that's, it's almost like he's due. Like we talk about in baseball, like they're due to get a hit. Doomsday, if you will. So I expect the Pacers to play pretty well. If I'm being realistic, I think the Thunder win game four. Just they're too good. They're going to come out and pounce. I like them first quarter spread. I like them first half. I mean, yeah, first half. But I think I do think 6.5 is a little bit much, but that's just me. I think it's the same thing where if you you bet extremes. If you think the Thunder will win, yeah, you take they take the spread. If you like the Pacers, I think you just bet a money line.
I will say we've seen this from the Thunder. We've seen it all playoffs long. When they drop a game, usually they come back and they just absolutely smash. Sean, thank you for your perspective from an optimistic Pacers fan. Oh, I wish you the best. You will be at game four, so I think I'm going to be on the Pacers. I'm going to take the points because you're going to be there. I'm not going to go against the Sean Haw, the Shawnee Sharp bump. Sean, thank you very much, buddy.
Of course. I'm going to tell SJA, welcome to Nemhell, you know, Andrew Nembhard, baby. Nemhell's real, folks.
I'm going to give you time to workshop that one. We'll reconvene on that one tomorrow. But it's not bad. It's just I think you can do better than that. If anybody is interested in the Miles Turner flu game, double-double is plus 950 at BetMGM, Sportsbook born in Vegas, also the title sponsor of this network and of this show. Didn't do any of the housekeeping. I'm going to do that right now. Sorry, Andrew. BetMGM Network, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. That is where you can find the show. It is a visual program. You can see me. You can see Sean, or I guess you would have missed him, but you can rewind on Twitter and see Sean. You can see this lovely background that I've had forever. It's great. Highly recommend. It's a visual show, folks, at BetMGM Network. Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter, where you could also interact with the show. And I very much welcome your comments, your questions, your bets, anything that you have, anything that's on your mind. You can get into the chat. Some might even call it a bettor's box. I would never do that personally, but some have called it that and would call it that. Hard to say who, but you can interact with the show and send in your questions and your bets, and we will answer them coming up in just a little bit here on Send It In with your fill-in host, Jake Hassan. But as far as game four for the NBA Finals goes, Sean mentioned it, 6.5 points the Thunder are favored by. I'm probably going to be on the Pacers in that game. I know that, like I just said, we've seen the Thunder come out in these bounce back spots and absolutely smash. But I kind of feel like maybe the Thunder are going to start feeling the pressure a little bit here. And Rick Carlisle, I think he coached his ass off last night. And we know he is a finals winning coach. Sean mentioned the Jason Terry stat from 2011. I think Carlisle may be feeling himself a little bit here. Vibes of 2011 where, hey, here's this young super team that everybody's been betting on all season long. They were the shoo-ins to make the finals. Everybody thought that this was just going to be done and dusted. Doesn't it kind of feel like 2011? It's kind of similar situation where that Mavs team just had Dirk and a cast of characters and they pulled it off. Kind of feels like Tyrese Haliburton and a cast of characters, and you don't know on any given night who it's going to be, whether it's Benedict Mathurin, whether it's Aaron Nesmith, maybe it's Miles Turner. Turner, 20 points, 4-1, 15 points, plus 115. Double-double, plus 950 for Miles Turner. Just interesting. I think I'm going to be on the points for the Sirs. I will take the plus 6.5 in that game. I think the Pacers just maybe starting to feel themselves in the Thunder. Young teams starting to feel the pressure a little bit. Doesn't this feel like with the Thunder, Boston a couple of years ago, where the ascent was happening, they got to the finals, and they fell short against a just more well-rounded veteran team? Now, granted, it was the Warriors. It was Steve Kerr and Steph Curry. Obviously, much different than the Indiana Pacers. But it just feels kind of similar to that, where it's this young team with a ton of talent, but they fall just short because they're just not there yet. Just something to think about going forward. As far as tonight goes, there's a hockey game that you may need to know about. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 4, Panthers up 2-1 after they absolutely barrage the Edmonton Oilers in Game 3, win that game going away, really. Get contributions from everybody, Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand, Rodriguez chipped in as well. And honestly, the Panthers favored in this game right now, minus 150 on the money line, totals at 6.5, juice to the under at BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas, the title sponsor of this network and of this show, which is Send It In. I am Jake Hassan at Jake double underscore Hassan on Twitter, by the way. You can go find me there or go into the chats on the show, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. It is a visual show, and that's where you can watch us and interact with the show, which I very much encourage you to do. But as far as tonight goes with the Panthers, I kind of think it's more of the same. Connor McDavid's been a no-show. You may have heard, hasn't scored yet in this series. And now Sam Bennett of the Panthers, your favorite for Conn Smythe as well, as somebody that's holding massive tickets on Brad Marchand, I would love him to continue scoring and to continue having a good series on his own. If Sam Bennett wants to not score tonight, I would be okay with that. Honestly, I think the Panthers win tonight. I think they take a 3-1 series lead going back to Florida. Now, I do think that Edmonton, in their come-from-behind fashion that we've seen from them all playoffs long, I think they probably take game 5 and at least make it more of a series and push it to game 6. But for tonight, I'm all over the Panthers. And I'm not saying lay minus 150 if you want to pair them with something. If you want to pair them with something on maybe a Coastal Carolina money line tomorrow, hint, hint, wink, wink, at a big price, you get yourself maybe some plus money there. Something to consider. I wouldn't do the puck line because I do think the Oilers are going to put up more of a fight than they did in the last game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout again. So I think the Oilers should keep this close, but it's all about Skinner, right? And I think the Oilers are going to play Skinner again. I don't think they're going to go away from him, because if you do, you can't go back to that guy. You go away from Skinner, you can't possibly go back to him. You make your bet and then you have to lay in it. So I think they give him one more chance today. I do think he's better in a bounce back performance. So honestly, think the under. I agree with the market. It's minus 125 at BetMGM, under 6.5. I agree with that move. I think that would be the bet that I'm going to make here. And maybe I'll just do some fun stuff with the Panthers, pair them with Scotty for the US Open, pair them with some college baseball bets that we'll get into in just a little bit. But first, we do go to your comments, your questions, your bets, everything that you got before we get into the Major League Baseball card. B Mills, a regular here on the network, appreciate seeing you, my friend. Jake, what do we think of Marcus Semien? 2+ hits, runs, RBI. Some would call it the HER. Some would call it the H to the double R. Shout out my boy Colby Marcio and shout out to Brad Evans. They both call them that. And Sonny Gray over 18.5 outs and Will Warren over 4.5 Ks. I do like the Marcus Semien look going against Bailey Ober. Bailey Ober, not a guy I generally like to bet on. He's kind of in a backslide right now. Semien, very good history against Ober. He rates out very well in this situation. He's had a terrible season, but going against Ober, if you want to fade him, I like the spot there. Sonny Gray over 18.5 outs against the Brewers. Interesting spot, B Mills. A little scared of it. I think the Brewers playing decent right now. Both of these teams, the Cardinals and the Brewers, trying to fight their way into second place, into maybe closing the gap between them and the Cubs and the NL Central. I see the vision. I wish you the best of luck. Will Warren over 4.5 Ks. I'm going to be against you on this one, B-Mills. Maybe we both win. I think the Royals can hit Will Warren around a little bit today. It's just his hard hit rates, his contact rates, the barrel rates, they're all so bad. And against this Royals team that has Jack Caglione, that has Vinny Pascatino, Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, I think that Will Warren might be in for a bad time today against the Kansas City Royals. We'll see how it goes. B Mills also says in college baseball, how about Murray State UCLA over 11? I do like that. Two very good offenses that have played very well in the tournament. The offenses have been cooking, and I do have a Murray State bet, which we will get to. If you've followed me and followed my fill-in work on the network, or you've been following me on Twitter or whatever, what have you, think you know where we're going with that one. But I do like that look over 11 with two offenses that have been playing well. Reed Phillips, another regular on the network, good to see you as well. Evan Rodriguez over 0.5 even money. We did get Rodriguez showing up in the box score. He scored a goal in game 3, and that's the thing with Florida. It can come in waves. It could come from anybody here. Rodriguez, even going back to last postseason, is always around the puck, and if you think Florida is going to be up, that's when I usually feel like he pops. So even money to score a point for Rodriguez, I do like that look for him as well. Reed Phillips says, how about the Scooble Ladders? Had 11 strikeouts against Baltimore his last time against them, and other lefties have 8+ Ks against Baltimore, Gore and Crochet, namely. I think Scooble does shove today. I think he's in for a very good start. Also, he's Tariq Scooble. He's awesome. He's your Cy Young leader in the odds. It makes a lot of sense. I think Scooble should have a good start against the Orioles here. Like the Ladders, I think that's a very good look to try and get some hashtag value on the Cy Young favorite right now. Big Tom Callahan on Twitter says, am I wrong to think that Drake Baldwin is closer to a zero than a legit contender for rookie of the year? He's got a good wins above replacement, but he plays every other day. Barring Murphy injury, can he win playing this little? His ABs are similar between him and Matt Shaw, but Matt Shaw spent 2 months in the minors. Yeah, Matt Shaw has more at-bats, actually, than Drake Baldwin. And to Big Tom Callahan's point, Matt Shaw spent a couple months in the minors. I still think this is mispriced. Right now, you go and look at the odds at BetMGM, and Drake Baldwin, still your favorite to win National League Rookie of the Year. He is almost even money. I think he's under 2-1 as I'm filibustering because I'm trying to pull it up as we speak. And Drake Baldwin, 2-1, still your favorite BetMGM to win National League Rookie of the Year. We have had some movement, finally. Matt Shaw has moved from 7-1 to 5-1 to win this award. He's tied at second favorite with Augusta Ramirez, who's hitting about 140 over the last month. It's not been great for Augusta Ramirez. Now, the next question, obviously, when it comes to NL Rookie of the Year, and I guess not obviously, what are we doing with Jacob Mizorowski? He makes his debut for the Brewers tonight. He is very highly touted. He's one of the best pitching prospects in baseball. Gets a pretty soft landing spot against the Cardinals. And listen, maybe he's Paul Skenes. You guys know I don't like to bet pitchers generally when it comes to awards, namely, well, I guess Cy Young obviously is a pitcher, but when it comes to Rookie of the Year. The thing is, this is kind of a crapshoot. Matt Shaw hasn't been hitting that great. I still think he's your likeliest winner. He's still who my bread is buttered with, to use a Sam Panayotovich term. I like Matt Shaw a lot. I still would bet him. I still think he should be closer to Drake Baldwin in this market. But maybe Mizorowski is the guy. I'm not saying go rush and bet him at 16-1 at BetMGM. Watch the game. See what happens. I like Mizorowski a lot. I'm betting him a couple different ways in this game. I'll get to that in just a little bit when we get to the card in a couple minutes here. But I still think Matt Shaw is the way to go. If you want to bet Mizorowski, I get it. Go for it. I'm not going to knock you for that. It makes sense. He's going to be in the rotation. He's going to be on a Brewers team that's going to give him a lot of run. And we know that the Brewers are a pitching lab. They get the most out of their pitchers. I'm a little worried that they're going to send him back down at a certain point. But if you think he stays up, I think it makes sense. I'm still going to roll with Matt Shaw. I still think even at 5-1, the price is wrong by about $2-3 on Matt Shaw and National League Rookie of the Year. Appreciate you guys jumping in. Appreciate you guys interacting with the show. It makes it better. Gets us out there in that algorithm. Really, really appreciate it. But let's get to the card. It is a little bit of a shorter card. It's a Thursday, a lot of getaway days yesterday, but we have some games that are starting, that have started already. We have a couple games that did start. The Rangers already up 1-0 on the Twins in the first inning, and we do have the Nationals and the Mets starting right now. So let me give a bet really fast for that game. I like Juan Soto to hit a home run today. I think he makes it 3 games in a row. There's a 4-1 out there on Juan Soto. I think that's way wrong of a price. Juan Soto coming into this game, by the way, 6-for-10 with 2 home runs against Michael Soroka, who is bad, by the way. So especially on the road, Soroka's given up 5 of his 6 home runs on the season. Soto, let's go. 4-1 for a home run. I think he makes it 3 games in a row with a home run as he starts to kind of elbow his way into the National League MVP conversation. Is he going to win? Probably not, especially since Shohei Ohtani is apparently going to start pitching in the next month, which is mostly a Dodgers thing because they just need warm bodies at this point. But if Ohtani's going to be pitching in real games and actually going 3, 4, 5 innings, it's probably just over. But Soto playing really well right now. I like him to hit a home run in this one. I do like it. If you want to bet this live, go for it. This is my bad. I forgot this game started so soon. I like Correa over 1.5 total bases. Playing really well against lefties this year. 316, 350, 711 slugging percentage against left-handed pitching. Also good history against Patrick Corbin and is about 50 points of OPS better at home than on the road this year. Carlos Correa is. So if you want to jump in on that, I highly, highly recommend and co-sign that one. Plus, the Twins are at home. They haven't batted yet, so you could probably still get in on that bet right now with Carlos Correa. Elsewhere in baseball right now, Giants and Rockies totals at 11 with Hayden Birdsong and Antonio Senzatella in this game. I really, really am tempted to take Birdsong's over on strikeouts, but he's so erratic. He has a problem with walks and in cores. I'm not going to say bet the Rockies. I'm also not saying bet the Rockies. Maybe the first five. Senzatella had a good outing his last time out. Something to think about is all I'm saying. This is bothering me. I had to move a can over. It was empty. It was my Celsius. Spark the cherry cola, by the way. Awesome. If Celsius wants to sponsor me or the network. Anyway, I digress. It was just vibrating off my voice. It was really starting to bug me. So ADHD and the caffeine in my system. Now we're done. We move on. But would only be the over in that game and maybe a little bit of a sprinkle on the Rockies on the first five money line. Just saying. Tigers and Orioles total is at 8. Tarik Skubal, as we mentioned, going against Dean Kramer. This bet is gross. I hate it. I hate myself for it. You guys know I am not a Dean Kramer guy. All of that being said, he's got a 2.25 ERA at home this year. Tarik Skubal has been awesome this year. I think he should be able to dominate the Orioles. As we mentioned when we were talking about the comments, you guys said 11 strikeouts in his last time out against the Orioles. I think this is going to be a low-scoring rock fight. I think this is going to be close. And for that reason, I'm going to take the run and a half with the Orioles. Plus a run and a half, minus 102 at BetMGM. I like that price. It's close enough to even money to plus money where I'm comfortable with it. God help me, I'm backing Dean Kramer and the Orioles. Give me the Orioles on the run line, plus the run and a half, minus 102 at BetMGM. Can't wait to see how this one loses. It's going to be a lot of fun. Awesome. Yankees and Royals. Royals plus 120 at home. Total is at 9. This is Will Warren against Seth Lugo in his first start off the injured list. Will Warren, as I mentioned when we were going through your comments, he hasn't been good. His contact rates are awful. He allows a ton of fly balls. And Seth Lugo in his first start off the injured list from a finger injury, I don't think this is going to go great for him either. I like the over total of 9. It's a little bit high, but I like over 9 in this one. And God, please, if there was ever a time for Jack Caglione to get off the schneid, please. Jacob Wilson missed the last two games. The A's don't have a game today. Manifest in your brain. Close your eyes and just manifest in your mind. Jack Caglione, a big day, a home run even, against Will Warren. Gives up a ton of hard contact, ton of fly balls. Please, man. Can we just give us some life? Just give us some life. That's all I ask for. But also the over in the game. We move on. Cardinals and Brewers. Total is at 8. Brewers home dogs in this one. Sonny Gray going against Jacob Mizorowski, who makes his debut in the majors today. All the way from JUCO to a second round pick to now the major leagues at home. Jacob Mizorowski, I'm going to back him in a couple different ways today. This one is, you've heard of a Yerfie. You've heard of a Nerfie. I'm doing neither of those things because I respect myself a little bit. Now I present to you a bet on the velocity of the first pitch thrown by Jacob Mizorowski. This is better than 3-1 for the first pitch. Sean is side-eyeing me so hard right now. 100 miles an hour or more for Jacob Mizorowski's first pitch to register at 100 miles an hour or more. It is better than 3-1. It was better than 4-1. And then not to pat myself on the back too hard, it was better than 4-1. And then I bet it and it got knocked down. This is a visual show. You will see me tap it. What, Sean? I heard you open your mic. What?
Call the number.
No, this is going to win. Jacob Mizorowski is a flamethrower. He has been around and at 100. He's hit 103 multiple times in the minors. Debut in the majors. Family's going to be there in front of the home crowd. He's going to be juiced up. Doesn't have to be a ball or a strike. It could be at the backstop. But as long as it's 100 miles an hour, we cash the bet. And at a big number, come on. It's a little fun. It's going to be a great sweat. I'm into it. Let's rock. Jacob Mizorowski, 100 miles an hour or more for his first pitch. That's what we're going with. I also like the Cardinals. First three team total under a half a run. I like Mizorowski in general. I think he's going to pitch well. Cardinals team total in the first three under half a run. That's plus 130. Really like the hashtag value on that one. Pirates and Cubs minus 200. Jameson Taillon, Andrew Haney. Nothing to do here. It makes sense. I think it's just right. Andrew Haney has regressed a ton. So I think the Cubs, the way that their offense has been playing, just makes sense. White Sox and Astros. Astros minus 225 with Framber Valdez on the mound. Total 7.5. Davis Martin's actually been pretty good for the White Sox, and Framber Valdez is awesome. Nothing to do here in this one. I think the numbers are just right. Really quick to close out the College World Series. We made it. We are in Omaha. Hell yeah. College World Series. It's going to be wacky. It's going to be weird. We have Louisville. We have Murray State. We have UCLA. It's going to be so much fun. I'm very excited. I have a couple of bets before we look at the futures picture overall. Tomorrow's games with Arizona and Coastal, I think it just makes sense. Coastal, a big favorite. I actually think there's a little bit of hashtag value on them at 6-1 to win it all. I still think Arkansas and LSU are your biggest, most likely to win. Obviously, no duh, Jake. They're the favorites, the first and second favorites to win the whole damn thing, of course. But I think Coastal, the way they're playing, 6-1, I think, is a little bit too high of a number. Louisville and Oregon State, I'm going to stop fading Oregon State. It's lost me money. Murray State is 2-1 against UCLA. The Racers are here, baby. We got to stop underrating them. I like Murray State to win against UCLA. I'll play them on the money line. I'll also play LSU on the money line against Arkansas. I still think LSU is the better team. Anthony Ianson and Cade Anderson are amazing on the mound. The two best starting pitchers probably left in the tournament, and that lineup is absolutely relentless. So I'll be on LSU. I cry a little bit because one of these teams is going to eliminate the other, and one of our good finals tickets goes out the window. But that's okay. It's what it is. Game is game. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it. I have been Jake Hassan. This has been Send It In. This is the BetMGM Network. Follow me at @Jake_Hassan on Twitter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.